The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
To get down to the nitty-gritty, if you're, excuse me, an inventor, I'm all choked up about this, if you're an inventor, that's what happens when you're eating grapes and carrots 13 seconds before you go back on the air. One of the things that I learned early on in my career was not to eat. You know how your mother used to say, don't talk and eat at the same time?
Yeah. I just can't get the combination of grapes and carrots.
Oh,
who
yummy.
Eats grapes and carrots at the same time?
Me! Oh. That's the voice of Akos Jankura and the other laughing.
I had to laugh. I mean, it's.
No, you're.
I've done it before.
Laughing.
I've drank coffee and then started laughing and messed it up on the air.
You should have seen his computer screen.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound like that. Doesn't sound like a good thing. Remind me to get you to sign up for our BuzzBox coffee.
Oh, absolutely.
BuzzBox. This is a pitch. And by the way, yesterday I was talking to a fellow that runs an advertising agency. I'm not going to make it.
Let me know when we should take over.
So, excuse me. Anyway.
We're talking about BuzzBox Coffee.
The BuzzBox Coffee box at DougStefan.com. I was talking to a fellow who is running a new ad agency, and he was talking about how it is that people in the radio business, the hosts, the personalities, don't get where we have gone in the world of advertising. The fact that my daughter, I don't think I've ever told you this, my daughter has a PhD from one of the Oxford colleges in England, and she was one day having a conversation with her friends, and they all were talking about what their parents did for a living. So when it came around to her, she never liked saying that I was on the radio. There was something about that that got her, because people used to say, when she would tell them that I was a radio host, she'd say, oh, you mean he's like Rush Limbaugh? And that would drive her nuts. So she decided that she would describe what I did as filler between commercials. And so that's what.
That's awesome.
Well, it is, but I mean, think about it. Well, we're filler between commercials, and in some cases, we're the commercials ourselves. Yeah. And this guy in the advertising agency said, most people don't get it, because I was talking to him about you guys and about what we're doing here, the combination of My Cool Inventions and Dream Big America, and how we're teaching people who haven't got the experience that we do to pitch their products, and how substantially important this is to our economy to get new businesses going, get people to buy stuff. And you know, I just was all over it. And he said, well, you're really enthusiastic about this. I said, yeah, because that's what we are. We're pitchmen. We're here to sell ourselves, different ideas, products, whatever it is. That's what we're here for.
My father, up until recently, kept asking me, when am I going to get a real job?
Isn't that amazing? As he looked in your bank account.
I said to him, Dad, seriously, I mean, I have a lot of respect for you. You're my mentor and everything. But, you know, I actually make a living.
What did you do? What did your father do? What was his
living? He was a math teacher. He is a high school math teacher. Mm-hmm. And the reason he chose math, because he was a new Canadian who couldn't speak English.
Yeah.
And he was one of those revolutionaries in 56 who was in the uprising.
Yep.
He was in university, so those guys, when they started shooting people, they just picked up their tent poles and left.
Right, yeah.
And then he ended up in Canada. And he went back to university wondering, now what? I better take a subject that I don't have to read or write in.
Yeah.
So he actually studied statistics. And it's the
really?
Most drab, boring course I've ever had
horrible.
In university.
Yeah, can you imagine?
And my dad has a degree in it, and he was a math teacher.
Yeah. But he's not necessarily a dull, boring guy.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. But, you know, my dad, you know, he considered a professional. His son should have been a professional, a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, I don't know.
Well, that's how it was with that generation, for sure. Yeah, and then parents more often than not with your father's generation and my father's generation. My father was a second generation American. His father had come here. Well, maybe first. Yeah, his father had come from Belgium, and his mother was German, or was it his grandmother? I don't know. But, they, you know, it's the same thing. Everybody gets off the boat, and they show up, or they come through Canada, or now these days they come through Mexico, and, you know, they lay claim to what is great about America, and so, or the Western world. And they mostly had no education. I was the first person to actually complete college in my family. How about in yours? Well, your father must have, though.
Actually, my father was the first non-PhD in generations.
Really?
He was the outcast.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was going to make his son get a PhD because he had to make up for his own shortcoming.
You have a PhD. It's piled higher and deeper.
Higher and deeper, that's right.
That's what it is. You sell that stuff. All right, John, what's your story in terms of education?
Well, I actually was in school at St. Cloud State, and I actually went there for international politics.
Yeah?
I was going to become a politician.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Right? No. One of them, huh?
Yeah. Not like them.
All right, so then along the way, how did you get tripped up into this deleterious sort of pursuit that you're in now?
Well, originally, when I was in high school, I started in radio, like you did.
Right.
Yeah. And was in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And so I went to school. Then I was going to get married. Mm-hmm. So I came back and I said, hey, I'd like to, you know, like to come back and maybe get a job here at the radio station. They gave me a job immediately. Gave me the afternoon drive.
Yeah.
And then I started, my brother went to college and he worked for a company that started these home shopping channel called America's Value Network.
Really?
Yeah. And he goes, you got to try out. He goes, they're looking for hosts. So I go and do it. I went there, tried out, left. Because nobody talked to me after I did my audition.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, well, okay, that was a waste of time.
I think Ed McMahon, when he went to meet Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
And when he left, he didn't know. He said, Carson tells you, I don't want you to finish your story. Yeah. And then I'll tell you the quick story about it.
But no, and so basically, I mean, I got home and had a job.
Yeah.
They had a job offer on my phone.
In the last 8 or 10 years of his life, Ed McMahon and I became good friends. And I remember him telling me the story about going, and he told the story to a lot of people, but to watch his body language as he tells the story in person. When he got the call, Dick Clark and Ed lived in the same apartment complex, and they were friends. Ed had started doing the weather and television announcing at CAU Television.
Yeah.
And Dick Clark was already a well-known disc jockey in Philadelphia, and the guy that was doing Bandstand got sick one day. this is a great story about never getting sick. So Clark went in to sub for him because they needed somebody, and the other guy was fired, and Dick Clark kept doing the program. So the word came out that they were looking for an announcer to work with this young comedian and their tryouts, and they had called Dick Clark and asked him to come up and try out with this new comedian. And Dick Clark says, I just started American Bandstand Television in Philadelphia. I'm not going to go to New York. So he said that he lived across the yard from Ed, and they used to Ed's daughter, Claudia, used to babysit for Dick's kids. So Ed was doing the weather, and Dick Clark says, you know, you ought to go up and just see what this is all about. So Ed gets on a train, 90-minute ride to New York. He goes into this office building, and he kind of knew who Carson was, but didn't really know who he was.
Yeah.
And he walked in, and Carson was there smoking a cigarette, and the two of them were all by themselves in this room. And Carson's walking around talking to him about what, you know, he did for a living, what McMahon had done, what had he been doing, and, you know, how did he dress, and all this kind of stuff, and what were, you know, his values in life. And the conversation lasted 14 minutes. And Ed shook his hand, walked back to the Penn Station, got on a train, went back to Philadelphia. Didn't know from nothing.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks later, McMahon gets a call from Freddie de Cordova, who was involved even then in Carson and Who Do You Trust? And he says, you'll be in New York next week. The first show is Monday, and you'll wear the suits, and Carson's going to wear a sport coat.
You know,
and that was all I told him. Show up at 3 o'clock next Monday.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then look at what it developed into.
You know, and you just mentioned two guys that I've actually worked with on air. I worked with Dick Clark on air at HSN.
Yeah.
He came on a bunch of times. Yeah. And also with
McMahon.
McMahon. Yeah. Ed did Pots and Pans. He did a couple other things.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
And they actually, him and his wife gave me a tie two Christmases in a row.
Yeah.
Did he sell it? Cool.
Did he sell? He had his vodka. I remember he was pushing the vodka. Didn't he go to?
Not on HSN. We didn't.
That would have been a good program.
Can you not do liquor on the Home Shopping Channel?
No, actually, you know what? They did try a wine program. They did like a wine of the month kind of program.
Yeah.
It really didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But they did try it, though.
The answer is no.
Yeah, so why? Yeah. Because it's taboo?
I don't know. I had the folding ottoman yesterday, and one of the things I do, I flip the lid and I put a little serving, like a coffee table on it.
Right.
And I had two glasses of wine and a wine bottle on there.
And they took them off.
No, but I had a legal representative standing by the camera when I walked off.
Air. Really?
I'm sure we haven't told you this before, but you got to lose the wine glasses.
Really?
At least you can put the empty ones out there, but don't put anything in them.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
And why? Yeah. What are they worried about?
I don't know. Maybe there's a group of people out there that are worried about offending. We don't drink the wine. It's just a prop.
Isn't that interesting?
In fact, the reason I did it, because I knew the host, and the host introduces me as, look, it's Akos the Solutionist. I love a man who brings wine.
But isn't that, how telling is that? That's very, that's fascinating. And that's why this is cool, because you get behind the scenes with stuff.
Yes.
And someday I have to establish whether you guys think that people think you're a celebrity, not whether you think you're a celebrity. I was thinking about this because McMahon said he loved living his life as a celebrity. I don't think of myself as anything other than a guy who's making a living talking to people. People say, oh, you're a celebrity. How do you figure that? Well, because people know who you are. I mean, people know who you are, both of you, and yet we have this weird thing in America about celebrity anyway.
Yeah, right.
I don't want anything to do with it.
I don't think we ever lived our lives that way, though.
No.
You think, Gus?
I want to be a little fish in a big tank, not a big fish in a little tank.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we're going to get you tanked. We're going to meet Henry A.
Henry A.
Henry A. All right. Do you remember the old? Okay, this is, I'm really dating myself. Do you remember the Henry J's? Does anybody remember?
No.
Henry J. The Kaiser Corporation was a big, probably the largest steel, other than U.S. Steel, Kaiser Industries was a big steel manufacturer in our country for a long time, from the Industrial Revolution until 1950s or so. And the fellow who ran Kaiser was Henry J. Kaiser. And he decided that he wanted to build a car after World War II. He wanted to get into the automobile business. And the car that he led with was a car called the Henry J. And it was a little, I mean, if you look it up, if you Google it, you'll see these little kind of weird-looking cars. It was the original fastback. They were around for a while and were great cars, but I really dated myself.
Yes, you did.
Okay, thanks a lot, John. 19 after on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsibly.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The hour now. I say every once in a while because I'm in the habit of saying the Good Day program. Good Day gives way to My Cool Inventions and our collaboration with Dream Big America. Every day in this hour, we present a new inventor with the new ideas, trying to encourage entrepreneurialism, getting people with ideas on the front burner. Consideration that's fun for you because you can vote as to the success of the inventor of the day. We're going to meet Henry A. in a moment. Yesterday, John, how did Rick Alexander and Cool Care turn out?
He ended up at 90%.
90%. All right.
It flittered above there for a little while, but then it came back down.
So Kerry Rodriguez, who had the baby powder wipes that we heard from on Monday, is so far ahead for the week.
Yeah, it's at 97%.
Yeah, how Henry A. And by the way, the collaboration here is about the business of helping people find their way. And it's always the people who have great ideas sometimes that stumble because they don't know what to do with it. This becomes a marketplace not only for ideas, but for the fulfillment of the dreams and the ideas with help from lots of different people. Akos Jankara and John Creeman's here, the guys who came up with the My Cool Inventions idea. So let's find out, guys, if this is a cool invention.
Well, let's find out. This is a filter, Doug, made from coconut fiber and wire cloth, and it appears to be a filter that filters oil, maybe in a machine, maybe in a car or a truck or a tractor of some sort. And we have Henry A. on the phone. So, Henry A., you there?
Yes, please.
Well, good morning to you. And we're talking about your coconut fiber and wire cloth filter. Maybe you can share some more about it with us. What is this about?
Yeah, this is a product that cleanses the dirt in the oil. The same time, it's able to protect the emission that goes to the environment to cause global warming.
Hold on. What I think he said, he's talking about emissions, but this is a filter. This is a filter for. So this is a filter that would go in my.
This is not going to go well.
No, I don't think so. So this is a filter that goes into the oil filter chamber. So where I put my oil filter of my car, this is an alternative oil filter. Am I right, Henry? No? All right, we have Zach working on it. So what do we have here, Doug, is the guy has, I'm looking at the picture. You can go to mycoolinventions.com and hit the vote button. You can see the picture of it.
Yeah.
This looks like an oil filter, but he has made the oil filter from coconut fiber.
Like a Fram filter.
Kind of like that.
Correct. And so what it is, he claims it's washable and reusable.
Yeah, but why would you... right away, and this is something that I've learned from you more than anything else, why would you want to have something that was... I mean, the idea is we waste an awful lot in our country.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
We throw everything away and we replace it. But the way a business succeeds is to have replacement, to have buy, whether it's a car or a component to the paper in the toilet. We use it up and we go buy some more. And that kind of stuff. So the most successful companies are built on using the product over and over again, right?
Yeah, 100% right. Continuity is king. And not to mention, how are you going to wash the oil from anything? And where would the residue of the oil washing go?
Well, you'd have to have one of those, the guys that do, what's the big yellow, Safety Clean. They have these, Safety Clean has these, they go to garages and they supply you with a tank and with the oil or the cleanser that cleans parts and all these other stuff, and they come every week or every month and they replace the oil. And it's really a difficult. They burn it off. It's expensive because it's hard to get rid of this stuff. So what's going to happen to clean this? That's a great question. The average guy at home doesn't have this sort of thing to cleanse. So there's a lot of questions here.
If I'm on the farm, we tend to change the oil of the trucks and change the oil of machinery ourselves.
Yes.
And one of the biggest things I don't like about doing that job is I always inadvertently drip some oil onto the ground. And I don't know what to do with the messy filters.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to wrap them up in a plastic bag and take them down to the gas station or the mechanic guy down the road.
Let's talk about this. It will solve a problem, perhaps. 28 after the hour here. My cool inventions.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find his houses in this neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked old man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, there are over 5,000 robberies every day. Your home could be at risk of being burglarized. Don't put your loved ones and valuables in jeopardy. For just over a dollar per day, your home can be protected from break-ins, fire, and more. Get the latest home security technology from Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer. Over 6 million households sleep better at night with ADT monitored home security. What's more, Protect Your Home is offering you their latest equipment, an $850 value, absolutely free for qualified customers. Protect your loved ones and home today. Call now for licenses and to find out more. The call is free, 1-800-261-3620. That's 1-800-261-3620. Again, 1-800-261-3620. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
As Doug Steffen continues with Akos Jankura and John Cremins, Rich McFadden is at the controls in the studio, my main studio in Washington. Yeah. You got Zach in your studio down in Florida.
Yep.
Richie just came up. We're going to get back to, I'm going to encourage Akos to explain what this fellow is trying to sell to us, this coconut filter guy. We understand he is not a good pitchman. Richie came up with this idea that I think has great merit, so we'll think about it. We're all going to do a pitch for any of our products in a few minutes. But Richie says he wants to have us do a pitch where, let's say, Akos says to me, pitch ice cubes. And I got to do it for 60 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever. And then John says to me, you got to pitch tire rims for a minute and a half or something or other. And then I say to John or Richie or somebody says, all right, you're going to have to pitch window shades. You know, it's something we don't know anything about.
No, and wait, window shades, he knows something about. That would be fair.
But maybe
he sells window shades on HSN.
Right? That's something fun.
Of course he does.
Depends diapers.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They just throw it at you, and you have to pitch Depends diapers for 60 seconds right off the cuff.
That'd be good. I think that sounds like a great
idea. You guys can do it.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't do it. What's the old business? Akos, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
Yeah, I think that's what they say. Yeah.
I love this idea. Should we just burn Henry A, or should I pitch for him?
No. You got to do.
So what we'll do is we'll just see. You're gonna pitch for Henry.
Seriously, I'm gonna do the pitch.
Yeah, and then Doug and I get a chance to critique you on your.
Oh,
pitch.
good. That's very good.
I'm looking at Akos' email to me. Yeah. He says, you guys attack me.
All right, so here we go, Zach. He's ready.
All right, Zach, here I try it.
Let's play the music.
good idea.
Pitch it to me. Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
Here's the problem. Oil filters, what a mess. You've got plastic. You've got all those parts you keep throwing out, and the oil fill, all those oil-filled filters are filling up the landfills over and over again. Solution? The filter made from coconut fiber and wire cloth. Now you have a rewashable and a reusable oil filter. You could save tons of space in landfills, tons of plastic, and tons of whatever they make oil filters out of. And that won't be up piling up into the landfills. You need to get the coconut fiber and wire cloth oil filters from Henry A. And Henry A., I have no idea how much these cost, but let's say they cost $20. So for a $20 bill, you could actually replace all the things that you are doing and stop throwing out used oil filters all with that yucky oil. Instead, wash them and reuse them. The Henry A. oil filter is the solution. Just call us now at 1-888-OIL-FILTER. That's 1-888-OIL-FILTER, or go to oilfilter.com.
Okay. Somehow or another, I don't think this guy's going to get too much in the thumbs up department.
What are you talking about? That was a fantastic pitch.
Yeah, it was a good pitch. But you don't even know how much to charge.
I haven't a clue.
No,
yeah,
see, right. This is when, if you're going to pitch a product, you need to prepare.
Right. Well, this is when you have to get. This is what vetting is about, and sometimes we work at it well, and sometimes we don't. But I'm sure the idea, frankly, has a lot of merit. There is what you said in the pitch about landfills being full of this kind of stuff. We need to find, in this circumstance, reusable ways. The amount of waste in when it comes just to, I mean, I have 30 tractors and a dozen trucks on my farm, and yeah, you change the oil all the time, and you look at them, and we take the oil and we stick them. There's a big 55-gallon drum, and it has a wire mesh on the top, and we put the oil filters in there so they'll drain out into this drum.
Sure.
And then the oil that's in the drum gets used to power a heater in the garage. So that's how we, but I'm talking about in this circumstance, there is the average person who wants to change his oil in the yard. You know, what does he do? He throws this in the rubbish barrel.
See, this
that's
is
not good.
This is the kind of, you know, this is what, when you get invention submissions, as many as we get.
Yeah.
You find these, and they're out there. I mean, some of them have merit, some of them don't. You try to see if you can find merit in them.
Yeah.
But this one, unfortunately, his phone just was not up.
Well, that's all right. I mean, we get the gist of it anyway.
Yeah. So I don't want to attack my own pitch, but what I don't understand with this guy's invention, here's where a guy probably spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's got to go get a lawyer. He's got to get a patent. I mean, the idea of a coconut fiber and wire cloth filter. Okay, but all right, so you don't pile them up in the landfills, but what are you doing? How are you washing out this oil filter, and where does the washed out oil go?
Yeah, that's what I just suggested. Unless you're using something like Safety Clean,
right.
you're gonna find yourself with a problem. Especially given the fact that the EPA is so nuts. I mean, a little bit of this stuff. Let's face it, oil comes out of the ground. So when it leaks into the ground and it gets into the soil, unless it's really contaminated and the soil actually burns. Honest and true, there's not that big a deal. It isn't. It's because somebody in the EPA has made a big deal out of it. But in terms of contaminating, there's contamination all around us. If you're going to take every single one of them apart, you go bananas. It's just that it gets overdone. Some places, these big chemical companies, there's a mob-operated chemical company. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I think American General or something. And they got chemical plants all over the place. And every city they go, they get attacked, sued by the town. They don't pay any attention to them. They do what they want to do because they can, apparently.
Sure.
So there are all kinds of problems, yes, with this sort of thing. And he addresses the problem. And you can sort of imagine coconuts being used for all kinds of things these days and very successfully.
So here's one of those places where I want to tell a lot of the inventors to submit to us. And you just want to shake them and say, stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes the solution, you know, you spend a lot of money. The best thing I can tell you is stop spending your family's money or your mortgage, your house and stuff like that. It's hard to get people who are so emotional about their idea and try to get them some reality check, right?
Yeah. By the way, you can submit your invention. If you go to mycoolinventions.com, you'll see a way way for you to submit your invention. You can go to the dreambigamerica.us website. Same thing. Submit your idea for business or invention or whatever it is that you think is going to be the next big success story, and we'll vet it for you. There are a lot of big inventions and inventors who have come through this process. So every week we have four opportunities for people to present their inventions with My Cool Inventions. Then on Friday, we have the winner of the week's the previous week's contest for the four different inventors on with two of the Dream Big America contestants and put them all together. And you're getting exposed to lots of great ideas. We're helping people find money. There are all kinds of solutions. That's why they call ACOS the solutionist. So at any rate, good luck. We're not going to get very far with this guy. Is there any voting at all on him yet?
Cool. What is it? What is it?
It looks kind of ugly.
Weak,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's not pretty. Let's put it that way.
It was a good conversation for us to have.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. One way or the other, you can text to 22333, thumbs up or thumbs down, on the idea as presented by ACOS. Or you can dial 888-877-0490 or vote at mycoolinventions.com. In a moment, we have a weekly time when ACOS can present one of his products, John can present one of his products, I'll present one of mine. But we also, in the back of our mind, are thinking about doing this pitch. We'll come up with something, depending on someday when we have the time, because we need to do like 10 minutes of, put aside 10, 12 minutes for this. But I think it will be fun, because we are. Pitchman is a good way for us to keep our brains in gear. What's the old expression, make sure your brain is in gear before your mouth is in motion?
Yes. So. Very important to well-pitching.
That was a well-thought-out yes.
Thank you. Yes, right, exactly. All right, so let's see. We do this alphabetically, didn't we? But I don't know that we've... John and I have done this sort of back and forth. I don't know. Do we bring ACOS in on this?
I think ACOS needs to make up for the days he's missed. Well, so he might have to do several in a row.
No, I can do one. We'll give him one, and you do one, and I'll do one. Pitch is coming up here on My Cool Inventions.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like the citrus. Crisp and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty responsive.
If your car broke down right now, could you pay for the repairs? Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500 and an air conditioning compressor costs $1,600? Call AutoSave Go today and have your covered repair bills paid for when your vehicle breaks down. If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Coverage pays for parts, labor, diagnostics, taxes, and in most cases, even 24/7 roadside assistance. It's easy to qualify, and unlike other companies, we offer only the best coverage, always at the best price. It is unbeatable. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no-obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer. For your free quote and free roadside assistance, call now. 800-260-9703. That's 800-260-9703. 800-260-9703.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
This little thing called commercials has cut short our pitch time, so we're going to have to limit Akos and John and me to about 60 seconds, in fact, for our pitches. So why don't we, because Akos has not been a part of this channel, let him go first, all right?
All right.
He needs the practice.
All right.
All right, pitch away, 60 seconds.
Stains are out. Here's the problem. You have stains on your carpet anywhere. Stains, graffiti stains, oil stains, hair dye stains, tar stains. What are you going to use to get them out? How about Stains Are Out? Banana oil, oil from the skin of a banana, my personal invention, biodegradable, organic, non-toxic. Stains are out. It attacks tar. It attacks oil. It attacks hair dye. Any stain anywhere, including graffiti. If you have a stain, I'm going to get it out. And here's our offer. One bottle of Stains Are Out is a hyper-concentrated bottle. It'll make 16 spray bottles. $29.99. But here right now, you're not going to get one bottle for $29.99. You're not going to get two bottles for $29.99. You'll get a 3 full bottles, still only $29.99. It's a 3-for. 3-for-1. Call 1-888-877-0490. That's 1-888-877-0490. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com and check out the video of me taking oil, me taking spray paint off a sports car, graffiti. 1-888-877-0490. MyCoolGadgets.com.
All right, there's Akos.
Wow.
Jankura with a good pitch. I want some of that, by the way. I'm sending you my address. I went to send some of that. All right, John. What are you selling, John?
I'm going to do a tactical survival pen.
All right. Yeah, help yourself.
All right. Are you tired of old pens, plastic pens, pens that break, pens that don't work? How would you like to have a pen that can survive anything? From Marines hunting terrorists in burning deserts, to SRA expeditions in bone-chilling mountains, to SWAT officers executing high-risk warrant service, even EMTs functioning in extreme conditions, a pen that can do it all. It's the Tactical Survival Pen. That's right. All of our military guys and law enforcement officials use these high-tech pens to not only write up your ticket, but also to save your life. It's made of an aerospace-grade aluminum, hard-anodized, mil-spec. So it's made for the military. At $180, these pens sell every day in most tactical stores across America. Right now, if you call me, I have 6 of these, and 6 only, you can get the Tactical Survival Pen for only $29.88. Just $29.88. Call now. Call 1-888-877-0490. That's 1-888-877-0490. If you call right now, I'll even throw in a Fisher Space Pen cartridge inside the Tactical Pen so you can write it in space. Just call us now, 1-888-877-0490 for $29.88.
Hey!
Yeah.
You just threw in NASA's space cartridge? We have those, right?
Yeah, it's inside the pen.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
There you go.
I thought he was making stuff up there.
There you go. Listen, just stand by for more, folks, no matter what it is. All right, summertime and clearance time at Chamonix. Call now, 800-577-8560, and get your best way to survive in terms of your physicality using Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus features arginine, which is the miracle amino acid that safely widens your arteries, maintains normal blood pressure levels, or gets your blood pressure to where it needs to be. Doctors are discovering new arginine benefits every day. Research shows that along with blood pressure, arginine restores the elasticity of your arteries. So as you, Akos, and you, John, get older, you have blood pressure issues, get on to Heart Factors Plus. It gets blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your heart. Boosts the blood flow, therefore makes the life blood, the energy that you have in your body, work for you. Heart Factors Plus is the best-selling supplement that Chamonix has ever come up with. Order Heart Factors Plus now. Call 800-577-8560 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the new CoQ10 and fish oil supplement free. So you're going to get three bottles of Heart Factors Plus, plus three bottles of the CoQ10 and fish oil combination. Order now. 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. To live, to profit, to be well. Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. All right, guys, what do you think?
That was me ordering it.
That was good for you.
You hear me? I'm ordering it.
Get on it. I'll send you some. You send me some of that stuff to remove stains.
All right.
And I'll send you the other stuff. At 51 after.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Heat is on, and it's causing problems, especially out west. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It is still early July. Summer has a long way to go, but several parts of the country have been baking in the heat, and that includes sections of drought-stricken California, which has been hit with triple-digit temperatures in many places, just what firefighters do not need to deal with several wildfires. Nonetheless, Cal Fire spokesman Dennis Matheson says progress is being made.
In Yolo County, they've been battling the Monticello fire. That fire is at 6,488 acres and 55% contained.
Fire crews are also gaining ground in battles against wildfires affecting Napa and Lake counties, as well as others in Northern California. The White House is turning to Congress for emergency funding to handle this already busy wildfire season. The administration says President Obama is asking Congress for $615 million to help western states in their efforts to stay on
on top of the situation, the funding would go to the Agriculture Department, which coordinates wildfire fighting on federal land. Meanwhile, the Northeast is sizzling too. Intense heat and humidity the last few days across that region. In New York City, Drew is part of a crew installing air conditioners inside a high-rise building.
We've been doing separate floors. As we go up on a higher floor, it gets hotter.
And this guy, Roy, is working with steel beams on a construction project. All right, Roy, how hot is it?
It gets as hot as about 115 for steel. You can feel it through the jeans. You can feel it through your gloves.
That's hot. It is expected to cool off a bit across the Northeast later this week. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
On Wall Street, the markets today will try to snap out of a two-session losing streak. The Dow with a triple-digit drop yesterday, losing 117 points down to 16,907. NASDAQ lost 60 points, S&P down 14. Another auto recall to tell you about. Acura says a headlight defect in some of its newer cars needs to be fixed as soon as possible. The company has issued a recall for over 14,000 2013 and 2014 ILX vehicles. They say the halogen headlights could melt some components if a vehicle that's running is parked for a long time with low beam headlights on. Only one fire has been reported so far. No one has been hurt. Closing notes. First, World Cup action. Hit the theme from the soccer movie Victory, please. In yesterday's semifinal, the host team, Brazil, faced Germany, and Germany won it by an unheard-of score for a semifinal match, 7-1. 7 goals for Germany, leaving us with nil to say, except that the other semifinal is set for today, Argentina against the Netherlands. The title game takes place this Sunday. And finally, Powerball, played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Jackpot for tonight's drawing, a cool $122 million. Last week, the winner of a recent Powerball jackpot came forward to claim his prize. 58-year-old Roy Cockrum of Knoxville, Tennessee, said he was rushing to take his mother to a medical appointment when he decided to check the Powerball ticket he had already purchased and realized that he won. Roy is well aware of the odds against matching all of the numbers.
175.2 million to 1.
That's right. And how much did Roy win? $259.8 million before taxes. Roy's story is something special. He's a former monk who left the order 5 years ago to take care of his parents. And what are Roy's plans for this monetary windfall?
It's going to be my job to work very hard to make sure that every single penny of this prize is a blessing to whoever it touches.
Gotta be honest, I still wish I had won the jackpot, but since I didn't, glad Roy did. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. That fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.